Are you in the holiday spirit? Are you in the Christmas spirit?
I wasn't, but I am now. I'm ready for the holidays now.
What happened?
I think we're just so busy planning for certain things. And I think like for us here, like we have all the, like, there's like the fall parades, and then there's things like, you know, and then there's Thanksgiving's coming, and then, you know, we're trying to think about, you know, Black Friday, and there's so many distractions now prior to that. And I think once me and you started, like, we did the toy drive, and then we just rode in the Milton Parade last week. Now all of a sudden I'm like, I'm kind of digging this now. I'm good now.
I am in a Christmas funk. I am not in the Christmas spirit. I don't know. I don't have any decorations. I've one decoration that I put up, and it's a wood tree ornament. I hung it on my Halloween, my pumpkin that has a painted face that's still alive, so it's on there. I'm feeling about it.
See, and I'm getting this point that, like, we put up some extra lights and stuff on the house this year. We've started a light war where we live, because there were certain houses that never put anything up. I came out the house this morning. The house next door to me, they're like super nice family, but they never seem to, like, get involved when it's Halloween and stuff. Come out this morning, because I got one of these, they've seen these laser things that people now have, and all the lights all change colors. So I got one of those because Walmart was selling them for like $25. I was like, that's great, because they're like, they're 50 everywhere else. Come out this morning, out the drive, they got two of these things now on their house, and they got lights around their trees, and like our whole bit where we live now, everyone's got their lights and decorations out. And it actually looks pretty cool.
I live in an apartment complex. People have their balconies decorated. My apartment complex doing a balcony competition.
That's cool.
For decoration.
You taking part in that?
No.
See, and why not? Why do you have to be like, I say grumpy is the right word. Why are you being a Grinch about the whole thing? Like, just stick some stuff out there. And
every year it gets worse. Every year I'm like, next year I'm going to Hawaii. I just don't want to be bothered with any of this. And I usually make a bunch of cookies at Christmas. I'm not doing that this year. I don't feel like I have a lot of time.
You telling me I'm getting no Christmas cookies?
You're not getting Christmas cookies, no. So why are you in a holiday funk? And what is it? Is something about the holiday? Maybe it's because I don't have kids, or, you know what I mean, where we're decorating, we're having wars, or you're getting toys for kids. Like, my Christmas shopping's done. It's wrapped. I did it last weekend. I'm like, cool, let's get these out of here.
That's not the true.
I mean, it's miserable, isn't it?
It's not the true Christmas spirit, though.
It's not at all. And I'm not looking for it. Like, I'm going to go home for a couple days. I'm like, God, I get to go run around.
And I'm looking forward to it this year. And the Christmas dinner and stuff. Because in our house, like, the Christmas dinner is like the Thanksgiving dinner. It's the turkey and the...
So you guys go big.
But I'm looking forward to it a little bit more this year, because my Ravens are playing. There's actually Christmas Day football. There's three games on Christmas Day this year. So I'm like, I'm going to like it a little bit more.
That's
perfect.
Not in the Christmas spirit. Why are you not in the Christmas spirit? How are you trying to get yourself there? May I just be miserable for Christmas?
When you get some ho-ho-ho in your life and just liven you up.
Maybe that's what I need, is a couple of those.
Liven you up a little bit. Get you in the mood for the holidays.
Yeah. Why are you not in the Christmas spirit? You can tweet at Petch and Amy, 424-1234. Be part of the show.